I'm excited by this, a little bit nervous though, because we're going to talk opera. Not one of my strong points. It certainly wouldn't be my chosen subject on Mastermind, let's just say. But the Melbourne Opera is staging The Ring Cycle, Wagner's Ring Cycle. The second opera is Die Walküre, something like that. Suzanne Chaunty is the director of this fantastic piece of work, and she joins us now. Suzanne, how are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Did
Enjoying
I get
this? Is it sunny and warm in Bendigo?
It is, yes. Another 30-degree day coming up here today, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, we've enjoyed a bit of respite here.
Now, was I anywhere near correct with the title of the opera there?
Die Walküre.
Yeah. Oh, well, I wasn't too close, but anyway, yes, I must say.
Yeah, the Valkyrie. It means the Valkyrie.
Well, I was going to say that my knowledge of opera probably mainly comes from that fantastic scene in Apocalypse Now with the Flight of the Valkyries being played as the helicopters come in to strafe everyone. So,
So, I mean, it's interesting how influential the music from this particular opera has been in pop culture. You know, the Ride of the Valkyries is in the Blues Brothers as well.
Oh, is it?
It's in the chase scene in the Blues Brothers. Yeah, look, it is one of the most, you know, overwhelmingly exciting pieces of large orchestral writing you'll hear in a theatre, I'd say. And yes, it's featured, of course, in this opera in Act Three.
So tell us about, I guess, firstly, just how good it is to have major productions back, but also one like this, which I do know is, you know, such a great opera, one of the most famous.
Yeah, so it's the second instalment in Wagner's Ring Cycle, but it's often performed as a standalone opera too because the music is so sublime. And even though it's a series of operas, a bit like Lord of the Rings Part 1, 2, 3 and 4, you know, this can be viewed as a sort of long form, you know, wait until the next episode type of operatic event, or you can see them as completely self-contained dramas. So, you know, Valkyrie is a fantastically sweeping tale of sort of when the gods start to mingle with the humans and the effects that they have on each other. Because overall, the whole opera series is about the twilight of the gods, the downfall of the gods. But we see the step as, and it's a great kind of metaphor for political life now too, how things inevitably change and you can't hold on to your power forever, no matter what kind of scheming and machinations you do to try and make it happen. Sort of like operatic succession for people who've ever watched that.
To direct and put together a show like this, I mean, it must be an enormous undertaking.
Yeah, look, it's pretty exhausting. I was sitting here wildly sending out emails to all departments, the lighting and makeup and design, while I, you know, getting ready to go do the interview and then go into work and rehearse all day today. So yeah, there's a lot of different threads to pull together when it's such a big production as this.
When you take on something like this, I mean, it is what it is and it's been around for a long time. What do you do, or how much license do you have to try and, I guess, bring something different to it while obviously remaining extraordinarily accurate to the original?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's interesting. Different people have different approaches, and I'll have to admit, I'm a really storytelling focused director. So this, you know, this isn't like at all fusty and old fashioned feeling, but I am really telling the story in a very true way, because I think a lot of the reinterpretations of the opera have really distracted from understanding what the great story that it is at its core, which is really the battle between power and love, and in this one, love overcomes power. So it's concentrating on the core values. But, you know, you'll see productions all around the world where it's set in all sorts of different kind of weird places. I mean, I've seen them being pushed around like large kind of robots and the gods and, you know, elves and the whole story of the stealing of the gold being turned into a sort of natural resource drama about oil. So, look, you can use it metaphorically, you can use it literally. I'm preferring to tell the story and let people bring their own associations to it and go, gosh, it's just like this or it's just like that. But we have it set in a very kind of abstract but very modern feeling, amazing overwhelmingly large set, so it's very exciting to view, and it'll be amazing to see it in the theatre in Bendigo.
Really looking forward to it. And for those who've, like many, and I haven't, I've seen a little bit on television, but haven't been to the opera, I would suggest, and would I be correct perhaps in suggesting that, you know, even if you don't know a lot about opera, it's just such a big, overwhelming sensory experience to go to the opera.
Oh, it's so exciting. And we've got this fantastic cast, like really, really wonderful cast of all Australian singers, I might add, many of whom are really distinguished internationally and have sung these roles on the world platform. They're great actors too. You know, it's not just standing around and declaiming. We're really getting into the nitty-gritty of the detail of everything, every nuance of it. And Wagner wrote it like drama as well. So it really... We're finding every bit of excitement in it and sort of squeezing every bit of juice out of that that we can. But it's also, you know, particularly, you know, to be so close to so much sound, it's exhilarating and it's inspiring because, you know, these singers, after years of amazing training, they can sing with no microphone enhancement over a 90-piece orchestra. It's booming away there. It's absolutely brilliant. Just the power of the human voice and therefore all that kind of emotion that goes with the human voice that comes through. And, you know, for the audience too, the program has a synopsis in it and we have surtitles so they can understand what's being said all the way through it. So it's, you know, it's we really do everything we can to communicate the story extremely well.
Yeah, lovely. So 27th of February, Alumbra Theatre in Bendigo. Suzanne, we really appreciate you having a chat to us this morning. And
We can't wait to come. We love that theatre. It's just divine. Yeah. And, you know, doing an opera series about gold in a gold town like Bendigo is fantastic.
It is indeed. Hey, listen, we can't get any opera on now. The closest I can come is I'm going to go out with ELO's Rock Aria. So... So thanks.
Why not?
Hey, it's as good as we can do. Low budget. Thanks so much for talking to us and all the very best. Look forward to seeing you in Bendigo.
Okay.
Good on you. Cheers.
Thank you.
Suzanne Chaundrey from the opera that's coming to the Valkyrie, coming to Bendigo, Feb 27.